From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olof Skoog, says his country tried to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho, a visit some global observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, concerned about Syrians fleeing the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin, Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq speaks here for the Secretary General.
I profoundly regret that Resolution 2401 concerning the cessation of hostilities throughout Syria has not been implemented. I urge all parties to the conflict to fully respect international humanitarian and human rights law and guarantee the protection of civilians. Any evacuation of civilians must be safe, voluntary, and in strict accordance with protection standards under international humanitarian and human rights law.
Airstrikes continued for a second day Friday in the area of eastern Ghouta and Afrin, killing a dozen people. Afghanistan hosting high-level talks with Pakistan today to improve strained bilateral ties and enhance cooperation to further a recent Afghan offer of peace talks to the Taliban. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani wants to end the deadly Afghan war. Here in the United States, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has been fired, effective immediately. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 U.S. presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a political candidate, had taken campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend, a Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. Russians heading to the polls on Sunday to choose their next president, and Vladimir Putin is all but certain to secure another six-year term. Henry Ridgewell has our report.
A final campaign rally this week in Sebastopol, Crimea, the region Russia forcefully annexed from Ukraine in 2014, drawing global condemnation. Vladimir Putin told the crowd that they had chosen Russia.
With your decision, you showed the entire world the meaning of true democracy.
Opponents say the election is a parody of democracy, as the genuine opposition has been silenced. Putin's most prominent opponent, Alexei Navalny, has been banned from taking part owing to a criminal conviction, which he says was fabricated. He has called for a boycott of the election. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Egyptians living abroad have begun 3 days of voting in the country's presidential election. An election has drawn attention from members of the U.S. Congress as well as Egyptian expatriates. Here's U.S. Congressman Jim McGovern.
Recent developments, including the intimidation and detention of all credible opposition candidates and restrictions imposed on non-governmental groups and the media, are undermining the legitimacy and credibility of these elections.
Incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is expected to beat his only challenger, Musa Mustafa Musa, the head of the Al-Gad party, who had previously endorsed el-Sisi's candidacy. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull met a number of ASEAN leaders today. That's the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, on the sidelines of the special summit being held in Sydney. Turnbull spoke during a joint news conference today.
What we have in the ASEAN region is an unprecedented opportunity, and it's one we must seize together. So, today I'm asking you to continue to be strong advocates and persuasive ones for open markets and free trade, to be bold, to think big, and open your arms to opportunities and your neighbours. That's how we'll create the greater prosperity now and in the future. Our children and grandchildren are depending on it.
ASEAN leaders will sign an agreement at this meeting on regional cooperation against violent extremism at the risk of the region growing due to militants fleeing Islamic State groups and their losses in the Middle East. China has largely rubber-stamped a parliament-approved government reorganization plan which merges China's banking and insurance regulators. This will give powers to policy-making bodies such as the central bank and create new ministries. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello. Bonjour. I'm Heather Maxwell. Welcome to today's program. I've got a beautiful and thoughtful mix of songs and music news from all across the continent. Here's what's inside. Reggae and Afro beats from Nigeria. Jazz from Senegal and South Africa. A gorgeous kora ballad from Gambian singer Sona Jobarte. Song of the Week is Yolo Yolo by Shay Shay, 2016 R&B Artist of the Year, and Kwame Ofori joins me in presenting that. Kenyan artist Ambassa Mandela talks about his debut solo EP with Bill Odidi from Nairobi. All this at the front of the hour, and the back half brings you Bofinia Rock from the DRC, Jedouble Ambole from Ghana, and a very special interview with Tuku. 2018 Tuku music is here, peeps, and I got the scoop on it from Tuku himself. I went to visit him at his Makare Paye Art Center in Norton, Zimbabwe. And finally, our oldie comes in at the end of the hour. That's a classic from the late Hugh Masekela. Now, both of my featured artists today, Tuku and Ambassa, mention music touching hearts. They want their music to do that. So sit back, relax, soak in the music, and try to let it touch your heart right now in this show. South African duo Mafiki Zolo starts us off today with an easy, sweet love song. Here's Kucheza.
My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. Sitting right here and I'm thinking, damn, what did we do last night? We lost control. There's something about you, babe, and I can't explain it. I think about you almost daily. The way you call me, baby, drives me crazy. Chogasan, kaulebele utalanga. I lose control. I like it when you whine for me. Slow down the pace, cause I want to see. You make me wanna hold ya. Let me love you, love you, love you.
Can do.
I lose control. I and I like
right. Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. That was Mafiki Zolo's Kucheza, a 2016 single produced by DJ Maporisa. Now, a certain Nyako Zakaria from Taraba State, Nigeria, messaged me with a song request. Well, here it is, Nyako. Little Patience by Majek Fashek for you and Auntie Anesta Tom.
food to eat. You're so worried about so many, so many things, yeah. So many things, yeah. Worry, worry.
Worry, worry, worry.
Worry, worry, worry.
Worry, worry, worry.
Never, never worry.
Never, never worry.
Worry, worry, worry.
Worry, worry, worry.
Never, never worry.
Never, never worry.
Okay, yeah, that was Majek Fashek with Little Patience, the title track of his 2005 album.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for Song of the Week. And Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
So the song that I picked this week, Kwame, is by Shay Shay. It's called Yolo Yolo.
Okay.
It's a 2017 single. I think you've listened to it now.
Yes, I have. And I love Shay Shay. I mean, her vocals are always, always on point. So,
well, what is special about this song for me is the musicality of it. It's a band, a real band. There's bass, there's piano, there's trumpet, there's drums, there's percussion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And but it's still Afro beats with the Latin samba feel.
Sure.
I also love the message where she says, basically, nobody wants to be your friend when it's bitter, only when it's better.
That is very true. Come through Nigerians with the proverbs every time, giving us the proverbs. So yes, Miss Shay Shay.
Yeah. So let's listen to it.
All right.
Obrigado, obrigado. Gracias, amigos. Le chicas de chicos. Mbanao, eshe, eshe, mudupe. Nagode, and all of the above. Na she, she, the dog. And right about now, I'm gonna need you soon. YOLO.
All right. Oh, that's YOLO, YOLO by Shay Shay.
I listened to it today thanks to you, and I loved it then. I still love it now. It's not the kind of song that you listen to once. You have to keep listening and listening and absorbing every ounce,
yes.
Every breakdown, the horns, the trump, the piano, the drums, everything.
Yes.
Shay Shay, this is beautiful.
We love it.
Oh, yes, we do.
This is Heather.
And this is Kwame Asante, Mr. Asante for you.
On the Song of the Week. Now we move smack dead into the heart of African jazz. This is the amazing multidimensional artist Alun Wad. Mali Deng comes off his 2018 album, African Fast Food. Wad plays bass and sings on this track. Alun Wad from Senegal with Mali Deng. Hello, darlings. This is Heather.
Next up, an interview with Kenyan artist Ambassa Mandela. Bill Odidi reports from Nairobi. Hello, Bill.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell, and welcome from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. Our featured artist today is Ambassa Mandela. He's the former lead singer with the Kenyan band Sarabi, and he's just officially launched his first solo EP called Ona Sasa.
I didn't come here to fight. I didn't come here to fight with you. I didn't come here to fight. I don't see the need for complications.
Hakuna Matata means no worries. That's the music of the young and very talented Kenyan singer, songwriter and guitarist Ambassa Mandela. He launched his career as the lead singer of the band Sarabi, and together they had local and international success. They toured in several cities around the world. It's now time for him to step out on his own. He just released his EP, which is titled Ona Sasa. But the first thing is, why the name Mandela?
Without emotions, some leaders without precautions, and no one really cares.
There's always a story, but I say the person who would have said this better is my mama. She knows the reason why she gave me this name, but I can feel the ambience and the vibe that she gave when she gave me this name, because now I am living in the shoes of greatness. Ona Sasa, direct translation means see now. See now what we have done. See now where we have reached. See now how possible it is. It's all about the possibilities of progress and success, and to inspire and to wake up self-provoking, you know, thoughts, you know, that can really make change for one's life. It's not about the country to change. It's about the people of the country as an individual, as a person. You can inspire a whole country. So Ona Sasa just speaks about Africa and all of humanity to come together, try to raise each other.
Ona sasa, vile tunaweza inuana. Ona sasa, vile tunaweza jengana. Hapa Afrika ukulima uliweza wachana na makorofa. Afrika upendo ilishaweza wachana na roho mbaya. Una kila kitu na shindwa we unata.
Ona Sasa by Ambassa Mandela, and that's the title track of his debut solo EP. It contains 6 songs, all written by Mandela himself. So how does he describe this style of music?
It is very hard for me to describe it. Even though when you go online, you find me give it a name, or Afropop, you give it, because, you know, it's the world. The world sees you externally, mm-hmm. You know. But for me, I would say my music is good news. I don't have to call it any other thing, because when you cannot call music what? Music is music. What it speaks for is more important than what it sounds like. Even though sometimes what it sounds like is more feeling good than what it speaks about, because we don't understand the language. So yeah, I say my music is good vibes.
Kuja pamoja, eh, wabaya kwa wabaya wanataka vitu poa, oh yeah. Uelewe hapo, uelewe.
Inspiration of music came from when I hear conscious words and musicians speak about things that really happen. People like the late Bob Marley and Fela Kuti. With the living artists who are still here, Kina Eric Onaina, when I was growing up listening to them. So I say the vibe speaking for what is right is what inspired me, because speaking for what is right in music is easier than speaking, because someone can abuse you. But when you sing, you can touch a heart and make them change. You don't provoke him.
Mama, where do we go? Papa, oh, what do we do? This world is going against us. Togenako. This world is going crazy. What do we do? Mama,
questions from the Kenyan musician Ambassa Mandela. Where do we go? What do we do during these turbulent times in the world? His music is very reflective, and you can hear some of his songwriting on his recently released EP titled Honor Sasa. He's outspoken and uses the power of music to speak out against the state of the nation and the world. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi, Kenya. And I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, thank you, Bill and Ambassa Mandela from Nairobi. There's still a lot ahead of us, MZs. My interview with Tuku, Huma Sakela, J. Double Ambole, Jupiter and Oquest, and Sona Jobarte. So don't touch that dial.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Sona Jobarte plays the kora, an instrument of griots. And that's a rare thing for a woman to play the kora. This is Mamake, a tribute to the grandfather or ancestor of all griots. She thanks him for showing her the path of the Jelia, or griot hood. She sings, "You showed us the beauty of this art. You are the main road to our joy. Every time you spoke, your words shot straight like an arrow into my soul. Yes, we will pull the strings forever." Mamake, itele yatina teye ninjali asiluta kangfuta dinaruma All right. Hello, sweethearts. That was Sona Jobarte with Mama K. This is Dr. Maxwell, and now, wake up! Time for Bofinia Rock from the DRC. Here's Jupiter and Oquest with Ofakombolo. Look into the distance, they say. Never think about the immediate result of your action. What matters is what lasts. If you keep good relations with your fellow men, you'll build a lasting future. Yeah, that was Jupiter and Oquess. You're inside Music Time in Africa. And if you're just tuning in, still to come, a chat with Oliver Mutukudzi about his new 67th album, released in February from his art center in Zimbabwe. We'll hear one track from that album and more great music too, so keep it locked, peeps.
All right, stick it.
Now, J. Duble Ambole asks, who made your body like that?
Walk at your honor, won't tell you, Missy Abadorchi. Get on down, hey, bah. Stick it all the kind of booth. Uh-huh. Get on down, hey, bah. Homie, uncle. Uh-huh. Hey, bah. What you wanna do about it?
Hey, baby, I just want to marry you.
Hey, hola, mama.
So don't listen to anybody.
For you, not iti mensa, ambule, enku, bolo, lolo deka, double deka, media meka, more than beka. She's got the whole world in her jeggings. Please give me your WhatsApp. Yes, I'm begging. I want to be your best friend. Hope you like my beginning, cause I like your end. Can buy you pizza with money on top. Yes, I'm a teaser, can say money non stop. More expensive than GH, I confirm. Don't be defensive, cause I'm fit to confirm. Your puppy bitches, so cause they can't be like your mommy. Where your body, they sizzle my eye, they do logoligi. Believe, believe, do me the time I see you for Kolibu. Ambulance, they see me where you see me, make a holla you. See how my heart, they beat like the drums. Butterflies on my stomach, they play conga. Your shape be more than the lead guitar. Your thighs stick past the bass guitar sound. Raised like the one sex, you know. Oh, see how I'm bullied, they laugh me, plus in deep voice.
That's it, one love.
All right, so now you know, my mother and my father made me like that. Hello, lovelies, this is Heather, and that was Jay Dublé Ambole.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Now, let's meet Tuku. This is an interview from early February. Tuku was just about to release his 67th album and then go to Hugh Masekela's funeral in South Africa and then hit the road again on another tour in Europe. All of which has since happened successfully. Here we are in this moment under the beautiful Zimbabwe skies.
Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous art center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C.,
Yes. And
I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening, and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm yet to release my 67th album on the 5th of February. So I'm very excited, and... I'm sure it will be able to touch the next heart.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's... we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. You're born to be a musician, and there you are. You're trying to have a certificate of engineering, and God didn't say that to you. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. And they push their child to be a medical doctor. And yet he was created to play a drum.
So maybe you're talking to parents in some way saying, let your children be who they are.
Exactly. And even grown-ups, they have to learn and find themselves and be who they are and do that. They won't struggle to do it because they can do it already.
That's great. I can't wait. Are you going to have a music video to go with it?
Oh, yes. Yes. We're going to have a number of videos on it.
Any special guests? Guest artists? Or is it just the awesome Tuku?
It's Tuku. It's me and my band, that's all.
That's not nothing. All right, so are you going to have time to show me around a little bit, this amazing center, or do you have to get straight to rehearsal?
Well, I'll show you bits and pieces.
Okay. Is there one thing you'd like me to see specifically here at the center?
I wanted to see everything.
Okay.
You must see everything so that you... Whatever that touches your heart, you carry with you.
Well, from the little I've seen, everything is touching my heart, especially right now. We're in front of the Sam Mtukudzi Conference Center dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center.
Oh,
so
yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
One last question. Where are you going next?
Oh, yes, on Thursday I'm off to Mali for a weekend. And come back, and then back for 2 weeks. Then I'm off to UK. I have a number of tours lined up.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, edge is catching up. Uh-huh. But I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mtukudzi, thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
Yeah, now that touches my heart. Here's Uchatenai, the last track on Tuku's album, Hanya. Uchatenai means, what are you going to say? Tuku sings, what are you going to say to your fearful wife and children when they ask you, why are you making a cattle whip for the crawl when we don't have any cattle?
Bye.
Okay, hello, darling music lovers. That was Tuku with Uchatenai, track 10 from his 2018 album, Hanya. We close the show today with Stimela, one of the late Hugh Masekela's greatest compositions. Masekela passed away on January 23rd, 2018, in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Stimela Ambanga malahle sivele dala kubayi sangela hlakwa kuqa bathi sizomba malahle lelele stimela ambanga malahle Sivele dala kupaye sa kila tawa kuka helele pati sizo mba malale helele oh silinyu.
That was Stimela by the late, great Hugh Masekela. And it's that time, peeps. Gotta say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. I hope the music touched your hearts, as both Ambassa Mandela and Oliver Mutukudzi hoped it would. Special thanks to Ambassa and to Tuku, and also to Bill Odidi and Kwame Asante for their contributions to today's show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 20500 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09500 UTC and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. You know, the first 5 minutes of every hour is news, so when you hear that, don't you touch that dial because you know what awesome music is coming in just 5 minutes, right? Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay blessed.